Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It's me, Jason McIntyre, joined by my main man, LeVar Arrington.
What's happening, J-Mac?
Yeah, we are filling in on the Dan Patrick Show live from Los Angeles. A gorgeous Tuesday. Is today Tuesday or Wednesday? Tuesday, July 6th. I'm feeling it, baby. I had a great July 4th weekend. How about you, LeVar? How was it?
Yeah, man, it was really good. And, you know, it was actually good enough to mix up days and try to figure out what day and time it is. I mean, feeling pretty good, man. Yeah, happy to be on the radio with
you. I'm not used to the NBA Finals starting this late. Usually right now, you know, we just sifted through NBA free agency. And we're getting used to, like, oh, NFL camps are opening up. And now everything's pushed back. So NBA Finals start tonight. Suns and Bucks. We'll get to your interest level in a moment. But where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options and cutting-edge tech to their five-star sales, service, and finance support crew, Mercedes-Benz vans are built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. So go the extra mile by taking that all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. LeVar Arrington, I will start off by asking you, other than how your summer's gone so far, as I just got back from Hawaii, which was incredible.
I saw that. Very
cool. Yes, you did. Yeah, I was a little aggressive on the Instagram, but it was good to be on a flight and vacationing again. I'll start with this. You know, like, the NBA Finals kick off tonight. The Suns are heavy favorites. Giannis listed as doubtful. What's your interest level, man? Like, are you blocking off 3 hours tonight for the game, or are you just like, I'll pick it up in the second half and see what's going on?
No, I'm definitely pumped up to see the game. I mean, I think it's a great matchup, J-Mac. Listen, we've had plenty of debates on Undisputed and other shows that we have done together. And, you know, looking at how things have unfolded in the NBA playoffs this year, I'm excited to see some new faces, some new energy, some new fans. You know, the approach to this finals is kind of, it just breaks the norm.
Yeah.
And for that alone, I'm really excited to see. I mean, I'm a fan of Booker. We're seeing the emergence of Middleton. He came up short last year when Giannis had an injury take place. But then now you see the addition of PJ Tucker and Drew Holiday. It just changed the dynamic of this team. There's a toughness about them that was not present last playoff year. So to see the Milwaukee Bucks with a former two-time back-to-back MVP not even playing in the finals. And then obviously the Chris Paul story along with Devin Booker and a few others, the emergence of Aiden. I mean, I'm just really excited about it, Mac. What about you?
Wow. LeVar, I gotta be honest. I'm a little surprised that you went deep there. I thought this would be like, we'll see what happens. DeAndre Ayton, ooh, exciting.
Man.
Let's be honest. This is the first time in a decade, LeVar, that Steph Curry or LeBron will not be featured in the finals.
Wow.
A decade. Okay, we're used to greatness and the legends and all-time greats, and now we're settled for Chris Paul versus Drew Holiday. I mean, come on, Drew Holiday got lit up by Trae Young for 48 points in Game 1 last series. Like, it's tough for me to think the Bucks have a chance here without Giannis. I will watch, obviously. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you guys. As someone who bought into a soccer team recently, I'm very into Copa America. Messi, Brazil, still around. I'm very into Euro 2020. The soccer's been phenomenal. Wimbledon a little less so. But these NBA finals are a tough sell for me. LeVar, you know what I started yesterday?
I broke out
my NFL depth charts and started going into every single team. I started in your favorite division, the NFC East. I'm just like, listen, the finals are good. They're going to be fun. Hopefully we'll get some good basketball. But, maybe Kendall Jenner will show up to support D-Book.
Maybe.
In the Valley. And I'm sure, the networks will
focus. I hope that's not the most entertaining part of the finals, but that would be nice.
Oh, come on. Listen, when we could get a Kardashian adjacent into the finals, come on, that's huge. Tristan Thompson.
Some things will stay the same then as it applies to the NBA finals.
Hey, you got to sell it to the casual fan, man. LeVar, I'm a big Devin Booker fan. I mean, the guy is a phenomenal player. But when you toss in the Kendall Jenner aspect,
it's a little more entertaining.
A little slightly more entertaining. It's very difficult for me to get excited about Brooke Lopez and PJ Tucker. And can they handle the pick and roll of Chris Paul in the lane? Like, I don't know, LeVar. I mean, I'm a big NBA guy. You know that. We've had many sparring battles
on
the NBA. But LeVar, I'll keep it 100 with you right now. This is a Sun sweep.
I don't buy it. I do not buy it. I will say this. From my perspective, I do believe that this is obviously Chris Paul's biggest opportunity to solidify a brilliant career. I don't foresee this being a yearly thing for Chris Paul and the Suns. I think they're really a really good team. I think they have a ton of great talent on this team. I think it's a very well-balanced team. But it's just very difficult to be a repeat team going to the NBA Finals. And I just think that this, if just for one series, one season, the brilliance of Chris Paul's career is on display for everyone to see in a series, I think that there is a lot riding on him playing well and the Suns playing well. And I think that there's a tremendous entertainment value to that. But with that being said, the Milwaukee Bucks, even without Giannis, could be the kryptonite to a magical season for this Suns team. So I'm interested to watch because you know what? You very well could be correct. This could be a sweep series, but you could very well be way, way, way off because I think that there's something about this Milwaukee Bucks team because I think that there was something about that Atlanta Hawks team. I think there was magic caught in a bottle by both teams. Matter of fact, I think all three teams that we're talking about, the Suns, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Atlanta Hawks, that unfortunately for Hawks fans, it came to a screeching halt and an end. But Milwaukee earned that series. They won it without their superstar. And to me, I think it goes without saying, this is going to be a super entertaining series. I don't see it being a sweep. I actually see this being a dogfight series. And think about it. Again, for the Phoenix Suns, what, the last time they had this opportunity was with KJ and Dan Marley and Charles Barkley. Their city is looking to have this type of energy and impact and excitement. And then the Milwaukee Bucks, it's been since the 70s since that they've had one. And that's a title town. Don't forget, the Green Bay Packers are there. They're coming up one game shy of winning a Super Bowl 2 years straight. So these are both fan bases that would love to see their basketball teams solidify a championship. And I think there's a lot of cool little storylines that are going to play out during
all
this series.
So, LeVar, let's be 100% honest. I'm not being a hater, okay?
Okay.
I'm just sticking
to the facts. It sounds like you hating a little
reality,
bit, Jay.
Okay, facts and reality here, LeVar.
Okay, I got you.
If Anthony Davis does not go down, do the Suns beat the Lakers?
Yee.
What do you mean, yee? It was 2-1, and
I
the Lakers were clowning him.
I did not say yeah. I said yee.
Okay. If Jamal Murray is around for the Nuggets in the second round, do the Suns sweep Denver? Or even win that series? And remember, Jamal Murray, what he did in the bubble last year.
Oh, no.
Carrying the Nuggets to the conference finals. And you loved that Denver Nuggets team, if memory serves.
I did love the Denver Nuggets team to do well before Jamal Murray went down.
All right, finally, if Kawhi Leonard plays in the series, do the paperclips. And I love making fun of the paperclips more than anybody else. Do the
Clippers.
You
know, for me, I say if Donovan Mitchell stays healthy and Rudy Gobert stays healthy, and, oh, by the way, there is a coaching adjustment to what they did to Rudy Gobert in that series, I say the Utah Jazz are in the NBA Finals like I had so boldly thought that they would be. But, you know, there's a whole lot of buts and would've, could've, should've. And that's what makes sports so amazing, J-Mac.
It does.
You know this. You know, and so for what it's worth, that's why you play the games, is because things happen. And competitive edges are everywhere, and they come from everywhere. And you get those opportunities every once in a while where you don't have to go through a Kawhi Leonard, or you don't get a healthy Donovan Mitchell, or whatever. A Jamal Murray isn't out there on the court not one game due to an injury. You know, we saw it happen to Trae Young. Giannis is still probably not going to play.
Yeah.
So you can't say if, because in a lot of ways, that series could have fell apart for the Milwaukee Bucks when Giannis went down. That could have been the change of momentum, the seizing of the moment for the Atlanta Hawks, and they weren't able to do it. So I think no matter what the odds are, and yes, I do think it's a different story if Anthony Davis is healthy. I think it's a different story if the Brooklyn Nets are healthy.
Yeah.
So in the end, I do think it's a vastly different field if guys are healthy.
So what I did on I have a podcast daily, Straight Fire, and I didn't say
straight
if
fire.
They were
I'm
healthy.
Fan.
You know what I said, LeVar? The Suns had the easiest path to the finals in NBA history. And of course, Phoenix Suns hate my guts. Death threats on the Instagram DMs.
Oh,
people just so angry that you're being honest. And again, these are just the facts about the Suns. Yes, hey, they're in the finals. Who cares? They will look back and laugh. And LeVar, you know this, playing in the NFL. In the moment, yes, the Suns had the easiest path. But 5 years from now, nobody's going to be like, oh yeah, Jamal Murray didn't play in that series 5 years ago. You know, Anthony Davis went down and people just forget. Okay, and all it's going to be is the Suns are NBA champs for the first time in NBA Finals history, I believe. The Bucks have one chip with Jabbar,
right? Yes.
But the Suns never were able to win one. And I will remember the Suns versus Jordan. I was rooting so hard for the Suns back in '93. Mm. I was not a huge Jordan guy. I was a Magic Johnson guy in the '80s, and then obviously I'm a Knicks fan, born in New York, and Michael just beat my Lakers. Magic retires.
He beat Michael, up on your Knicks.
He
too,
beat up on the Knicks. You know, we had Jordan down 2-0 in that one series, and then, of course, just choke city by my Knicks. And Jordan was able
they
to
did
prevail.
It every
but
year.
I was upset when Barkley could not pull it off, and Thunder Dan and Kevin Johnson. Those were strong teams. I'm a Suns
wasn't
fan dating back to Tom Chambers.
Wasn't that Barkley's MVP year?
He was the MVP of the league. Yeah, I think that was the postseason where he dropped 56 in a game, either in the finals or against like the Golden State Warriors one round. But Barkley,
people forget how dope Barkley was, man.
He's been reduced to being a buffoon on Inside the NBA just because he says outlandish stuff. He doesn't really pay close attention to the league.
Jeez, tell him how you feel, J-Man.
Well, I mean, listen, obviously Barkley is a funny character, but come on, LeVar, you know. The information you get from him is not spot on. It's not very accurate. It's not good. His predictions are awful. But he's comedy gold, right? The guy is hilarious. I don't personally know him. Are you guys buddies or something? Should I dial back the Barkley criticism?
Oh, no. Even if he was my brother, you're allowed to have your criticisms. We do sports talk radio. That's what this is all about, is getting your opinions and your thoughts and feelings out there, J-Mac. And listen, I am a Barkley fan. I think that his brilliance is hidden in his deliveries and how he goes about his business. Everybody has their own cup of tea. You know what I mean? Like, would I want to sit and listen to Sir Charles all day long? No, I wouldn't. But do I enjoy him in the doses that I get him when I'm watching him on television? I think he's super entertaining for all of the things that you stated. Excuse me. Oh, geez, my nose tickled. I just think that when you're thinking about the greatness of Charles Barkley, sometimes it's just easy to forget because we do see the analysts, and he is very, unique. He's unique in his deal. But to bring it full circle, there were a lot of interesting characters in that series between the Bulls and the Suns. And I do think that even though these aren't traditional organizations, franchises that are going to be playing in this game, I do feel as though this is a lot. There are some personalities that you can lean into and get to know. I think we got to know P.J. Tucker the same way in the finals before. I think we'll get to know a little bit more about some of these personalities. I didn't know how fiery Booker was. So, I mean, I just think that there's there are a lot of storylines, Jay, that I really think that will play out, and we'll get to know some guys moving forward in this series.
Yeah, so NBA Finals kick off tonight. I bet the Suns already. Do you have any money on the game, LeVar, or no?
I don't. But if I were betting, I would bet against you because I think I
could
win that bet.
Oh, that's cold-blooded. Even without Giannis, I cannot believe you're putting your after-tax dollars on Chris Middleton in a game one. All I'll say, LeVar, for Fox Sports, I'm like the gambling guy. I've been doing picks every single night of playoff games. Yes, I'm over 500, but no, I'm not quite profitable yet because, again, you're betting every night. Chris Middleton, in the first two games of every series, has vomited all over himself. It has been ugly. Just know that going into game one. The Suns, by the way, have covered in every game one of the playoffs. I expect that to continue tonight. Now, LeVar, we had been talking with the producer of this show about topics for, the Dan Patrick Show today. We get to come up with fun topics. And
yes.
I'm not a big hot dog eating contest guy. I don't know about you. I can't stomach watching that. I like hot dogs.
It makes me a little physically sick.
Yeah, it's like, come on, what am I doing? Yep. That being said, there is one of those topics. And in radio, there is, the third rail where you're like, ooh, don't go there, don't touch it. Well, we're going to go there early in the show.
Well, let's go there then, J-Mac.
There is the story happening at a certain four-letter network where there are two hosts battling over the NBA. There were some comments made.
Isn't quite hot dog eating, though.
No, it's not.
This got a little bit of meat on this bone.
There's a racial element here. A guy Kendrick Perkins, got caught in the middle of it yesterday, a little crossfire. Yep. Listen, this is an ugly story. It's a little dangerous. We will tread cautiously. But when the New York Times writes a huge July 4th takeout, on Maria Taylor versus Rachel Nichols. We got to talk about it. So we will dive into that next. We will try not to get fired middle of the show. But LeVar,
let's hope not.
Let's do that next year on the Dan Patrick Show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Back here on the Dan Patrick Show, it's me, Jason McIntyre, in with my main man, LeVar Arrington, former NFL great, Penn State legend.
Yeah, come on.
LeVar, have you been to Happy Valley in a minute?
You know, it's been a little while, bro.
Yeah?
It's been a little while,
but we
gotta go back.
How are the Nittany Lions looking for 2021? It's never too early to get on the college football grind.
Yeah, you know, we had a rough go of it this past year, but yes. I do believe that the the absence of the Penn State faithful played a major role. We had a heartbreaker against Indiana in our first outing of the year, and I think that kind of created a little bit of a sliding effect. And all things given, everybody had to deal with the same things, but I think they'll have a bounce back year. I mean, James Franklin has done an excellent job. The rest of the guys, Terry Smith and Coach Pry, all of those guys have done an excellent job with attracting some really, really strong candidates to be really good players. Look for a kid, Brandon Smith, this year. Ooh. And Jesse Laketta, of course, linebackers for this
course.
Team.
Yeah.
Look for those guys to have some really, really tremendous years. I'm pretty excited about this season.
And
this year.
Buddy, the linebacker from Penn State, will be on Hard Knocks.
Dallas Cowboys. Baby.
It's funny. I haven't seen Hard Knocks. I haven't watched much of it lately, but this upcoming season does look good with Dallas and the return of Dak. All right, LeVar. I think I'm mentally ready to try to go to this place that's very dangerous.
Okay.
But listen, we've done a lot of radio and TV together, and we like to talk about ideas, not people, right? You know, let's come up with an idea to trade Ben Simmons. What about Dame Lillard for Paul George? You can come up with trade ideas all day. What about ideas for Aaron Rodgers and what the hell to do with the Green Bay Packers, his situation? Right. What if he did this? We like ideas, not people. That being said, the situation unfolding on ESPN's NBA Countdown show is just too rich to pass up. In case you missed the humongous story in the New York Times, one of their key hosts / sideline reporters, Rachel Nichols, was in the bubble last year. And because you were in the bubble covering the NBA, you had all this equipment in your room. And her equipment was on, but she did not know it, LeVar.
Yeah.
And she was on a phone call with someone who is like an advisor to LeBron James's crew. His name's Adam Mendelsohn. And she was kind of bemoaning the fact that she got to the bubble and ESPN had kind of sort of replaced her as the host of NBA Countdown, the precursor to NBA games, by another host, Maria Taylor, who is African-American. And we have the audio that was leaked to the New York Times of the Rachel Nichols phone call.
Let's listen.
Okay.
They said to me, hey, instead of hosting the NBA Finals, like, why don't you do Doris's sideline reporter job for the NBA Finals?
Because guess what that would clear the way for?
For her to do it full time.
For Maria to do the hosting full time.
Yeah.
So, I have declined. I don't know what their next move is, but they are feeling pressure because of all of that. And, I'm trying to figure out, like, how to just, you know, my thing is, like, I wish Maria Taylor all the success in the world. She covers football. She covers basketball. If you need her to give her more things to do because you're feeling pressure about your, like, crappy long-time record on diversity, which, by the way, I myself, like, know personally from the female side of it, like, go for it. Just, you know, find it somewhere else. Like, you're not going to find it with me.
Oh, jeez. That's rough to listen to, LeVar. The weird thing is, when she was on that phone call, which was a private phone call, it was being cast to Bristol, Connecticut. And somebody, some rat, decided to record it on their cell phone and pass it around. They pass it around like a joint. I mean, it was, LeVar, let's be honest, that's not the coolest thing to do. We're not talking
media.
About this if they don't do that. It was juicy. It was spicy. And they passed it around, and eventually ESPN bigwigs found out. It got to Maria Taylor, and the bleep hit the fan. Now, LeVar, I'm going to ask you, you've worked in media. We've worked with a lot of nice people. We've worked with a lot of people who are not very nice. I don't know. Hearing this, you know, kind of one host upset that another host had kind of taken her gig, I don't know. What's your reaction?
It's not new. It's not new, and it's not racial related. It's not gender related. It's not new. There's always going to be disgruntled people that didn't get an opportunity that felt as though they deserved an opportunity. I'll say this, in such a sensitive society and culture that we've become, everything has become such a big flipping deal.
Yep.
And Honestly speaking, I've listened to the recording at least four or five times because it's in some parts it's difficult to hear what she's saying, and to try to judge the content of what it is. I do not know Rachel Nichols very well. I do not know Maria Taylor very well. I don't know them as people. I think that the work that both of them has done has been excellent work. Maria Taylor has really, really burst onto the scene. She does a ton. She does college football. She does the NFL. If you recall, she's been attacked before. You know, the host out of Chicago radio, I think it's The Score.
Some guy, yeah, got fired.
Yeah, oh, Neil or something like that, something anyway. He attacked her and said she looked like she had on an adult entertainment outfit, you know, to host the award or host the show that she was doing. And, you know, she's been the focal point of criticisms and attacks. I would say keep pushing, keep doing what you're doing, because when you're doing as much as Maria Taylor is doing, people are going to have things to say about you, and they're not always going to have good things to say about you. As far as with Rachel Nichols, J-Mac, for what it's worth, I'll be the first one to say you got to be smart enough at her level and doing what she's doing and being in media to know if you have some type of a Comrex machine or some type of any device that has to do with what you're doing for your job and it's on or not on, you should always check if you're doing those things before you start speaking your own private personal conversation comments,
because
you're media. Yeah, always got to assume it's a hot mic. And I say that to say, he who is void of sin cast the first stone.
Well said. Right?
So in the end, if you're going to tell me all the outrage that's connected to a minority woman speaking on not getting an opportunity because of something that in the end she's absolutely correct in what she's saying. A lot of what has taken place, a lot of the opportunities that some people have received is because of pressure from what took place in our country in terms of the social unrest that was taking place, the Black Lives Matter movement, different things that were taking place. So if you're having a personal conversation about why you felt something happened the way that it happened, let me tell you something. There's a lot worse things she could have said.
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot worse things she could have said in that personal moment.
Certainly. But, LeVar, this is where it gets complicated. Obviously, Maria Taylor was outraged when she heard it. And she did not take Rachel Nichols' calls and texts. And this is where it gets weird for ESPN. All of a sudden, it became a divide among their whole NBA crew. Okay, are you on the Rachel side or are you on the Maria Taylor side? And the NBA, according to the New York Times, the NBA countdown crew started to say, well, I'm not going on The Jump, some show that Rachel Nichols has. And then there were people from The Jump who were like, well, I like Maria. I know her. Can I still do both? And it was like, ooh. So yesterday, Kendrick Perkins was scheduled to go on The Jump with Richard Jefferson. Side note, I know Richard Jefferson a little bit. He owns a yoga studio out here. I go to it. We talk, blah, blah, blah. So Richard Jefferson and Kendrick Perkins appear. And all these people on social media, largely African-American fans on Twitter, are like outraged at them. How could you go on that show with her and not side with Maria Taylor? And now it's become like a racial issue. So ESPN is backed into a corner. Well, what do we do? And of course, complicating matters, LeVar, and you know and I know about contract talks. Maria Taylor's contract is up at ESPN, and everybody has talked about it a lot. Here is the apology audio, right? With the contract talk coming up, New York Post is writing about it. Here is the apology audio from Rachel Nichols yesterday on The Jump.
So the first thing they teach you in journalism school is don't be the story. And I don't plan to break that rule today or distract from a fantastic finals. But I also don't want to let this moment pass without saying how much I respect, how much I value our colleagues here at ESPN, how deeply, deeply sorry I am for disappointing those I hurt, particularly Maria Taylor, and how grateful I am to be part of this outstanding team.
LeVar, I don't know. That's how you almost
find, feel. I don't find the genuineness in nature.
Yeah, it doesn't feel
it.
That authentic. Yeah, but it comes out after the New York Times is leaked.
Yeah, it's kind of whack cheese, but in the end, she's doing what she feels is professionally what she's supposed to do, and she's got to deal with the repercussions of what happened. I mean, that's just, we're all held accountable for any missteps that we may have.
And LeVar, let's be clear. She didn't, in the initial audio, she didn't really bash Maria Taylor.
She didn't.
She was more ticked off that she was losing her job to someone who doesn't have the experience, hasn't done enough. Like, I don't know, you could quibble at whether or not she earned it, but that's what she was ticked off. She's like, I like Maria. Have her take someone else's job, not mine. Right? So it's not like she was bashing Taylor, but of course, you know how this has instantly become like a white-black issue and females backbiting and like,
man, and that shows you how crazy, but that shows you how soft and how just into, like, there are a lot of messed up things going on in the racial stratosphere of our culture,
like
and
real
our society.
Things that are messed up, like some real, right?
And this isn't one of them. This isn't one of them, because here's and the whole cast of stone deal. What I was getting at is if we could listen to the conversations that these people that are outraged with Rachel Nichols, what they say in their private time. I'm sure that we would be able to extrapolate some conversation that would be less than flattering and probably racial undertones or overtones to what the conversations are. Now, with me saying that, that's not me justifying Rachel Nichols getting caught out there talking trash. But what I will say is that when you look at situations like these, it's now become the trend to do cancel culture. Now all of a sudden it's like call for Rachel Nichols' job, or she shouldn't have the opportunity. She's a brilliant reporter, brilliant analyst with what she does. She hosts well. I mean, I've been interviewed by her. I think she does a fine job of interviewing. And I look at Maria Taylor and I think that she is an up and coming superstar in this business. So in the end, if somebody said, if Rachel, you know, not if she said some things that weren't all flattering about Maria Taylor, you know, for what it's worth, this is still America. You can say what you feel. And you have to be prepared to deal with the repercussions of things that you may say if it's so egregious or so derogatory or so hate driven that it caused, you know, something new to happen.
Yeah,
like
you know,
losing your job.
A lot of this has to do with ego, right?
Yeah, of course it does.
Rachel Nichols.
She's been around a while.
So she initially had to leave ESPN to go to CNN to get her own show. And then she comes back to ESPN and gets her own show. She couldn't have one initially at ESPN. So, like, she's been in the business for a while. Now, Maria Taylor has worked up sideline reporter to wherever she is now, host of NBA and other shows.
And but, who cares how she's gotten there? You know?
Correct, yeah.
I don't care if it's because she's black and now it's time to give black people more opportunities. So what? Yeah. If that's what she needed to use, then use it.
Yeah, you know, LeVar, how many people listening right now are like, oh, LeVar's only on there because he played in the NFL. And this McIntyre guy, why the hell is he hosting Dan Patrick? What has he done? And then, you know, people, oh, wait, he did do that. And that, okay, got it. And, like, everybody's going to make excuses why you should not be there. But guess what? You earned it. You got there.
It.
You fought and clawed and worked your butt off to get where you are. And you don't want to give that up. Right? And no, I can understand why Rachel Nichols is pissed. I totally get it.
And J-Mac, I'll have moments where I might hate on another guy that's in the business.
I've never done that.
I have. I've done that.
We're human, man. Come on.
Man, I have.
But let's spin it forward.
I work at this thing here. I work my tail off to be as good as I can possibly be. And I, you know, some people that I see get ahead, you know, it's like, they're not me.
They're
how
not,
are they?
I know I'm putting in the work.
Ahead.
Is that person putting in the work? So, LeVar, you are president of ESPN for the next 3 minutes. Okay? You have to decide this situation. What is a a smart resolution or a resolution attempt. And again, ego is the key word here. I don't want to quote the salary numbers that Maria Taylor is allegedly asking for. They've been written about in multiple places, but they are probably numbers that you made on your rookie contract with the Washington Redskins at the time. In that ballpark, which, you know, I'm not going to rip her on the Dan Patrick Show for that, but that's out there. What do you do as a potential solution if you're ESPN? How do you resolve this?
Well, I think that you have to have already resolved it. If I'm the president, I've already resolved it. I've already had conversations with all parties involved, and we're moving forward, upward and onward. This is not a situation that is volatile enough to derail what's going on at ESPN. I do find it to be very, very intriguing that the admission from Rachel Nichols actually kind of highlights the pressure that they're feeling from, you know, for using black people. I would assume that's you know, what it is. It definitely raises a flag in terms of how are we looking at Maria Taylor, you know, because in the end, if another minority is calling out another minority, and the minority being that it's a black woman, not just a woman, like she's already had to deal with some of the same issues that Maria Taylor has had to deal with. So for her not to have sensitivities towards it at a higher clip, that says to me that she's looking at this as a very real issue, that this is why she got passed over or didn't get the job or got it taken away from her for this very, very real issue that's taking place in terms of race relations and minority relations as it applies specifically to one racial group. So if I'm the president of ESPN right now, he had better have had the conversations with both parties, both Maria Taylor and with Rachel Nichols, because I don't see this being horrible enough where you get rid of Rachel Nichols for this. And if you do, you're setting a very, very dangerous precedence on how things are done and how they're managed and how they're governed, especially in the way that this audio was, you know, how it was captured. So
I would say the only challenge to that is we're in the middle of the NBA Finals. And obviously this is a heavy lifting for everyone involved. And it's, you know, you don't want to derail the coverage by bringing them in and having some kind of sit down peace treaty, if you will.
You want to know the bigger issue, though, J-Mac?
What's the bigger issue?
The bigger issue is not what ESPN does. The bigger issue here is because cancel society, cancel culture is running so rampant, you got to wonder and worry about what's going to happen in terms of Rachel's reputation and how that'll be handled.
Well, that's a big thing.
That's the biggest thing.
Social media, and again, I've been saying this for several years, guys. I've worked with people who let social media get to their head. And LeVar, you and I know this. You got a family. You, at the end of the day, when you're done talking about sports and reading about sports, you go to your family and you hang with them. And you're not talking about sports. You're talking about life and what's on the schedule and how you have to take somebody to swim practice and that normal life stuff. Yeah. If you don't have that outlet, and at the end of the day, all you're doing is reading social media and you're on Twitter and you're on Facebook and all this crap, LeVar, that gets in your head. And I've seen it get in people's heads.
Skewed.
Yeah, you end up thinking that it's everything in the world, that a bunch of jabronis with no avatar, you know, an idiot face 73 on Twitter, that's their handle. They're bashing you like that matters. It doesn't mean a damn thing. And you've really got to put the social media away. And I'm hopeful. I know Maria Taylor's pretty young. I don't know if Rachel Nichols has kids or whatever, but if you don't have an outlet at the end of the day, to get away from this nonsense, it is really bad news. I've
seen
it.
And talk trash about it.
Yeah.
I talk trash about you all the time, J-Mac.
I'm aware of that. I got it. You know, I know. I've worked with massive trash talkers. You know, it can be a nightmare. But ultimately, like, I know you're a good guy. And, you know, you've got to – listen, we got to have thick skin. We got in this business, man. You know?
It's media. It's media.
I mean, you're high profile. When you're hosting one of the biggest radio shows, as we are right now in the country, I've got to be ready to open social media in an hour because I'm not doing
and
it now.
Somebody say, where's Dan?
Somebody.
Those guys suck.
Dozens of people.
Gosh,
you're
the worst.
You suck. And they'd spell you're wrong because, you know, that's what these people do. But at any rate, I know some people will be like, what are you guys? How is that even a topic? LeVar, I think that is one of the spiciest topics in sports right now.
Well, and we're talking about it. And you know what? You're the host. I'm co-hosting with you. You're driving the show. You can choose what you want to talk about. And you know what they can do? They can choose whether they want to listen or not. Yeah. Go from there. That's how this whole thing works.
The other options out there right now on the radio are not great. That being said,
coming
up next, you know, Aaron Rodgers. Did you hear what Aaron Rodgers said about the Green Bay Packers? I mean, it's recent. I think it happened in the last couple hours. He spoke. Well, he's doing golf. I guess he's playing golf today.
Tease.
Is he playing golf today?
Yes.
With Deschamps Swole? I'm going to start calling you LeVar Swole Arrington.
Okay.
Because I know TJ Houshmandzadeh has been getting at you to get after it, and all of a sudden now you start showing up on the gram just jacked.
Yeah, I've been getting it in, man. You know, all my kids, we're all in the weight room, so they got me going. I'm going pretty well right now.
Aaron Rodgers, not in the weight room, but he's doing something else this offseason to help his rift with the Packers front office. We'll tell you about that next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Nice.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Back here on the Dan Patrick Show, he's LeVar Arrington, I'm Jason McIntyre. Big, big story developing in college athletics. LeVar, I love this. We'll get to it next hour.
Okay.
Name, image, and likeness. I don't know if you saw the news that just came out. One college in the ACC, every football player is going to be getting paid by a certain company. It is awesome. I love to see it. I haven't seen one hater on this topic yet, but we'll do that at the top of next hour. But
oh, we have to talk.
LeVar, listen, as the NBA season comes to a close,
yep.
You know what that means. NFL, everybody's favorite sports topic in America.
Yep.
Football. And Aaron Rodgers came out this week and said something. He's got his big golf matchup later today, against Bryson DeChambeau, a.k.a. Bryson DeRambeau. I mean, he's got a million nicknames because he's so jacked. But, LeVar, I'm curious your thoughts. Aaron Rodgers came out and said that he is focusing on his mental health and happiness this offseason. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I think he should. my initial thought is, and if you know me, you know that mental health and mental rehab is big for me. You know, I'm a mentor, I am a coach, I am a parent. And so to me, this has been a topic that I have been hitting the drum for a lot of time. You know what I mean, J-Mac? Like, it's just one of those things where, you know, guys, it should become easier to talk about taking care of yourself mentally, just like it's easy to talk about taking care and rehabbing yourself physically.
Yeah, it's super important. I'll just say this, LeVar. You know, I went to Hawaii recently, mm-hmm. and the whole week I was not on Twitter, but I thought of it as digital therapy. When you go on vacation, you sit at a pool or on the beach, you read a book, and you don't pick up your phone. Well, you try not to. Everybody needs that, LeVar. I'm proud of Aaron Rodgers for getting it. And I think you're doing a great job with all of it as well.
Thank you.
You know, the mentorship, that's huge. The kids need it, man.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. Shouldn't be a stigma.
Definitely not. Kevin Love's talked about it. Paul George, Aaron Rodgers. I like it. Put it out there, guys. All right, coming up next hour, name, image, and likeness. Guys, this is a huge topic. I can't wait. We're diving into it next. LeVar Arrington, J-Mac on The Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.